I'm going to hopefully share with you one of the biggest misconceptions that people have about one of the biggest days in the Jewish calendar. And the truth is, the motif is today's song. Because after the wind, the next song that appears in Perek Shira is the song of the lightning. Barokim Omrim. What does the lightning say? Quoting a posuk from Tehillim, Barokim Lamotor Oso. He made bolts of lightning for the rain. Moitzei Ruach Meyotz Reisov. And he produced the wind from his treasure houses. The idea of what lightning is probably familiar to many of us, and even in a Chumash level, when I say even, I don't mean to dumb that down. I mean that as we remember from the Makkos, from the plagues, that Borod, in the 10 plagues, hail was the epitome for many of seeing two opposites acting together. Fire and ice, showing that when God says the laws of nature are to be suspended, that is what happens because he controls nature. Nature is not a separate entity, a separate deity, something that the ancient pagans thought. And a lightning bolt, it's interesting that the word borok and borod are actually quite similar, lightning and hail, is a combination of the moisture of the rain and a flash, an electric fire of the fiercest variety. And again, it's a point of showing Hashem having mastery over nature. And a lightning bolt does something else. We know from Mesilas Yesharim that you can be in the dark, and we've been speaking about the dark quite a lot, on a narrow path, and we've been speaking about narrow paths quite a lot. Bein Amatzorim. One flash of lightning, one bolt of lightning, if you're looking, shows you, lights up the way. The light doesn't last, but it gives you the direction, and you use that inspiration in the darkness, coming down from the heavens like an arrow. So what's that got to do with the day? Well, the day is perhaps unfamiliar to some listeners. It's called the most special day in the calendar, according to the Mishnah in Yuma. It's the most special along with Yom Kippur, according to Reb Shimon. It's even more special, more happy than Yom Kippur. But we've hardly heard of it. What's so happy? What's so great about Tu B'Av? And how can it be greater than Shavuos, Matan Torah, Yom Kippur, the second give the Luchos and the Day of Atonement? How can that be so much greater? So Chazal tell us in Tarnis that a number of things occurred on this day which were particularly joyous. Firstly, the Dara Midbar, who had been dying continuously, not actually for 40 years, but about 38 years, stopped dying in the 40th year in the desert. But it took them until the 15th of Av to realize that the decree had ceased. Secondly, we know that until a certain point in time, tribes were not allowed to marry into other tribes. The 15th of Av, once the land distribution had been properly established, that was lifted and people were allowed to marry from other tribes. Third idea was that the tribe of Binyamin were allowed to come back into the community after they'd been excommunicated, see the end of Shoftim for one of the most difficult and tragic stories in the entire Tanakh. The fourth is Hoshea ben Elah, the last king of the northern kingdom, allowed people to go to Yerushalayim after having a divided kingdom. Nobody from the north had been able to go for Yom Tov until that point. The fifth is that the people of Beitar were allowed to be buried after 15 years of lying out in the sun after they'd been massacred on Tisha B'Av in the year 3893. And we have a brocha, a tova mitiv, which was added to benching as a result. And there was also the finishing off of the cutting of the firewood for the Mizbeach. The last day of that was the 15th of Av, and that was also celebrated. But what is this thing that makes it so special? What makes it so great? Well, firstly, you need to understand something. It is definitely, definitely not Valentine's Day, which itself is just, well, a Christian festival named after, well, it's not clear exactly, because there were at least three Valentine saints who were martyred, probably referring to a particular priest in 3rd century Rome who performed marriages in secret, and then he was put to death when Claudius had wanted men to not get married and be better soldiers. And really, that day itself was actually just taken over from the pagans, who had a fertility festival on that day, involved various priests and a reenactment of Romulus and Remus and wolves and sacrifices of goats and dogs and etc. And men would be paired with women and all of that. And then the interesting deity associated with the day was Cupid, the one who shoots arrows. Oh, you're thinking arrows, amazing. So, so misunderstood and so not a Valentine's Day. You have to understand that the 15th of Av is significant because it's Av and because it's the 15th. The 15th of any month in Judaism in a lunar calendar represents the moon in its fullness, the full potential realized. Each month has a potential. On the 15th of that month, it's expressing the full potential of that month. Now, firstly, we've already said that the month of Av means father. It has its own greatness in that sense. But secondly, you know the elastic band concept. I've been in trouble many times in school as a student for having flicked elastic bands. But we know, a little bit of physics, the further back you pull it, when you release it, as long as it doesn't hit your thumb, it goes further the other way. The greater the rebound. The month of Av, as we've already expressed, with regards to Reuven ben Zakkai, when he saw the daughter of Nakdim ben Gurion, he expresses, if a people can fall so low, look how high they can get. The 15th of the month of Av, in a month where we hit the lowest point possible, is a month where we can get to the highest heights. The 9th of Av was when the spies came back and we began to wander. And on the 15th, 38 years later, the deaths stopped. Beitar, the 9th of Av, Tisha B'Av, we sank so low in the massacre. The real, not a Valentine's Day massacre. 15 years later, they were discovered, those bodies where they were allowed to bury them, and they were pristine. And that negativity was removed. The failed Messiah of Bar Kokhba, who should have been the Moshiach, as we've said, things are illuminated on the 15th of Av with a bolt of lightning, a flash of inspiration to take us to Elul.